Revelation, Part 8 of the RSVP series, written by 36 Save Files, read by Argentum Lupin. It takes a while before Reese sees it, but when he does, he could kick himself. Jack's been a bartender for most of his adult life, and he still puts the occasional shift in now that he owns Hyperion, so his exhaustive knowledge of alcohol and cocktails comes as no surprise. He orders drinks all the time. For Reese when he's feeling adventurous but can't decide, or for Nisha if she's left the table and the waiter comes by. For himself, though, Jack always seems to have soda or water, and if someone asks, he always has a line. He's driving later, he has to be up early tomorrow. Something innocuous. It takes a while for Reese to realize that Jack's friends never ask. One night, Reese tries to return the favor. They're out celebrating Reese's promotion, and Jack excuses himself to take a call from Angel. Reese doesn't mind. It's apparent to anyone with eyes how much Jack dotes on his daughter, but Reese gets the feeling that maybe things weren't always so good between them. Between joint custody and Angel's hectic schedule, Reese sees Jack more often than she does, and quite frankly, Reese would find it hard to begrudge Angel anything, let alone a phone call. So Jack is gone when their server comes by to ask if they need anything, and Reese orders another Manhattan for himself and a Jack and Coke for Jack. Jack had started out with just soda, but they're celebrating, right? Jack comes back, and Reese picks up the play-by-play where he'd left off. He's just gotten to the really good part, describing Vasquez's douchebag face when he saw Reese in his new office, when Jack picks up his drink. His eyes are on Reese's face, but when the glass comes underneath his nose, he raises his eyebrows and looks down at it. "Did you order this?" he asks, interrupting Reese's loving depiction of the murderous rage in Hugo's eyes. "Huh? Oh, yeah. Nisha's always making Jack and Coke jokes, so I figured that's what you drank. Did I get it wrong?" Jack hesitates for a moment, and when he finally says, "Nah, you're fine, pumpkin," and sets the glass down, Reese is 100% positive that that's not what Jack had started out to say. Reese frowns, and he's about to open his mouth. "That's not what it looks like." When he sees the careful way Jack sets the glass down just out of casual reach, and something clicks. Oh. Oh. He had just assumed, but now that he's thinking about it, and why is this just now occurring to him? He's never actually seen Jack with a drink in his hand that wasn't non-alcoholic. Jack makes great cocktails, but he never tastes them. He says he doesn't need to, he knows they're good. When Reese looks back across the table, he finds Jack watching him. Jack's trying to act casual, but Reese can see the faint tension in his shoulders, and Reese knows with a sudden, bone-deep certainty that Jack thinks Reese is going to judge him for this, that he hasn't said anything because he thinks that it will lower him in Reese's eyes. Reese still feels like an idiot, but it looks like they're well-matched in that regard. Sorry, Jack. But that's all he gets out before Jack reaches across the table, grabbing Reese's hand. "Don't be sorry, sweetheart. It's not your fault." His tone is light, but there's relief in his eyes, and if Reese didn't love this man already, that right there would have done it. Reese's fingers tighten on Jack's, and Reese replays what he's just thought to himself. If he didn't... But he does, doesn't he? It doesn't quite feel like a revelation. It feels like something he's known all along, like the world resettling into place after a disruption. Reese watches Jack watching him with something akin to resignation in his eyes, like he's dodged one bullet, but he knows there's another one coming. It took Reese a while to see it, but eventually he realized that Jack treats every potential bump in their relationship like it's going to be the last straw, like it's going to be the last straw for Reese, as if Reese could walk away from this. Reese is pretty certain they're past that, that they have been for a while. "Hey," Reese says gently, shaking his hand a little where it's caught in Jack's. "You can tell me this stuff, you know. It's okay, I promise."
I know,
Jack says, but he doesn't sound like he really believes it. There's a smile back on his face, though, so Reese isn't going to push it. Not tonight, anyway. At least now Reese knows what he has to do. To be continued.